It is time now for Conversations with the Mayors, presented by the Chamber. 1,000 members, 4 promises, and 1 purpose for a greater Chapel Hill Carborough. Get more on them at carolinachamber.org. Talking Chapel Hill today and filling in again for Mayor Pam Heminger, we have Chapel Hill Town Council member Donna Bell, who's been on the council for 8 years, right?
No, this like 10 years when I'm done.
10 years when you're done? Oh, my God. And is stepping down at the end of this term. Thank you so much for being with us.
Of course.
Has it been 10 years? Oh, my God.
It has been 10 years.
How has that time gone for you?
It's been really interesting. You know, you have times when things are really exciting because we're talking about things that feel most important for you. And then you have times where we feel like we're just doing the work. We're just doing the work of it. You know, I always measure how long I've been on council by my daughter's age. So she turned 1 in November. I was sworn in December. So
oh, wow.
She turns 11 November 22nd. And by that time, I'll be on my way to being sworn out.
Awesome.
So, yeah, I am really, I feel blessed to have had the time that I have and work on the things that I worked on, the things that I feel like had a big impact in Chapel Hill, as contentious as things can be. But I'm also going to be really happy to just hang out with my kid and sit on the porch.
Yeah, because she's never known you to not be a town council member. What are her thoughts?
So someone asked her about 6 months ago, you know, what did they think about me running again? What did she think about me running again? And she was really clear that was not something that she was interested in. So I think she's also getting to a point where she's starting to recognize that I'm not there, and actually missing me. So in ways that she didn't when she was younger, and she would often come to meetings with me and gatherings with me. I mean, she's been a public kid. I think she's gotten to an age where she just wants me all to herself.
Yeah. Well, I want to go back and talk about your tenure on town council in a minute, but let's catch up on what's going on in town government right now. And we were just talking before we started on a cool news that just came down this week, I think. Carolina Donor Services is an organization that works with organ and tissue donation, and they are moving from Durham to Chapel Hill, and they're going to be relocating in the new enterprise zone that the town has created just off of Millhouse Road, which is a really cool deal for Chapel Hill.
I mean, I think it is amazing, and I think it means that what's going on out there is exactly what the council wanted to. We spent a whole lot of time talking about this zone up front, deciding what could go there, what the form could look like, what the setbacks, with the idea of how do we maximize our impact in this area that would incentivize these sorts of organizations coming forward. So I think all of that pre-planning and being really clear about what we wanted means that we've now not only attracted an organization that was exactly the kind of business that we want in the area, but one that has a really good mission. So I'm really excited.
What's the long-term vision?
So the long-term vision is that we look at that area for WETS lab space, for breweries. It's for companies who need to store excess documents, but making sure that it doesn't become a dead space, because the bottom level has to be used in an activated way and storage can be on the second level. But also realizing that it's a small enough area that we really had to think about how do we want to maximize space, and that could change the way we do setbacks, the way we think about parking and impervious surface. And it's right there near our transit station. It's right there near our public works. And so we're going to about to have our fire station training area is
awesome.
Going to be there. So it's really becoming a much more activated space, but in ways that is specifically oriented for that part of town.
And you said wet lab space, and that pinged my brain, because I know the town has been talking about, oh, we need wet lab space, and there was a plan on the table for wet lab space downtown, and then that didn't happen, so we still need it. So that's really cool.
I mean, that's what we're hearing from the university. That's what we're hearing from organizations that are coming off of the university who are still doing this research work. And so again, what we do in these areas is we provide opportunities. Mm-hmm. We say, we've heard that there's a need. We want to make sure that there's a space where we can fulfill that need.
Yeah. And we were also talking before we started, this is an example of a successful use of form-based code, right?
Yes. I mean, you use a lot of time and energy to define what you want the space to look like and feel like, and sort of what are the measures by which you identify the success. I think for form-based code specifically, different people measure different things as success. I think having more people in the district is amazing. Mm-hmm. I think that having more people in the district to support our businesses there is amazing. I think the way we're changing how people move around by the redesign of our roads, by the continuing to create and expand our greenways, supporting our transit system and how that works in that area, creating green space in a space that didn't have green space, really both softening the edges while really hoping to create opportunities there for people to live, work, and play.
Speaking with Chapel Hill Town Council member Donna Bell, townofchapelhill.org for more information on town government. We've been talking about the Enterprise Zone on Millhouse Road. That's been a project of the town for a while. Obviously, an ongoing project for the town is affordable housing, and there's been, there is a little bit of a development on that this week. Email from town manager Maurice Jones to council members starting the conversation about what to do with a town-owned property on J Street, which is off Village, which is just off Umstead, not far from Estes Park Apartments, right?
Right, exactly. Yeah. One of the things we know is that land is one of the most expensive parts of creating affordable housing. And so anytime the town can use land that we currently already own, we are making a significant contribution to affordable housing and making the creation of affordable housing doable. I think one of the things that people have been trying to say recently that I don't understand is, hasn't Chapel Hill done enough for affordable housing? No, we haven't. We are a very wealthy community that also has a very large income divide. And there are people who work for us, work around us, take care of our kids at school, who work at the university, who can't afford to live in our community. And one of the things we want to talk about a lot is transit and how traffic gets around in our town. Well, what creates the most traffic are people leaving our community and coming into our community. It's not the folks, really, who are moving around in our community. So the more we get people to be able to live closer to where they work, that helps have impact on how many cars you have at intersections with you.
When it comes to affordability and when it comes to that income gap that you were talking about, what's the biggest obstacle that needs to be overcome?
Income.
Mm-hmm.
That we don't have. We have a very expensive town. And when I say expensive town, I mean, we have amazing services. We have things here that other communities would just die for. Mm-hmm. But the problem is those things cost. And so the ability to have income that supports that for everyone. So one of the things that one of my colleagues is really interested in is how do we connect folks who are living in Chapel Hill with education that creates opportunities for higher wage, whether that be through partnerships with the Chapel Hill Carrboro school system, whether that be in connection with Durham Tech. But how do we make sure that we are making sure that people have access to jobs as fire persons, access to people who are going to be able to do research and do labs, but in an arena where you don't need to have a master's degree or PhD. Mm. So, I mean, part of our affordable housing need is the fact that we are a wealthy community.
I've been covering and I've been living in this community for 10 years. So my tenure here equals your tenure here. And in all of my years in working at this radio station and covering local news, obviously affordable housing has been front and center as a major issue for that entire period of time. And in all those years, the thing that has stood out for me the most is something that I heard you say, I don't even remember how many years ago it was, but I know we've talked about it a little bit since then, and I can't even remember. I think it was at some chamber meeting or something or other, in which you said, I don't want to be on the town council and wake up one morning and find that this town has become too expensive for me to live here.
Right.
How are we doing as far as that goes?
We are not doing very well.
Yeah.
I am very lucky that I was able to buy my house, that I own a house in Chapel Hill. Would I be able to buy another property in Chapel Hill? Probably not. So I don't think that we're doing very well. We're creating more and more wealth. Our properties are getting more and more expensive, which means, but our incomes are not going up so much that we're able to keep up with that pace. I think one of the ways we can do it with affordable housing is thinking about ideas around density, that we have to stop thinking that, you know, everybody's property has to be on a third of an acre and that, you know, we all deserve a front and backyard. There are plenty of people who are like, if we have a nice park near us and we can have an affordable home to live in, we'll just take the park. You know, I'm not so interested in a front or backyard as much as I am an affordable house that I can live in with my family and have access to the resources that the people of Chapel Hill do.
A lot of the factors when it comes to the affordability of a community are specific to that local community, and a lot of other factors are statewide, nationwide.
Correct.
How are the statewide and nationwide factors affecting our discussion here locally, and what can we do about them?
Oh, Aaron, you're trying to make me cry. You're trying to make me cry.
No, we're going to get to that later when we talk about your leaving.
So I will say that one of the things that has come up with in Chapel Hill is the fact that we do not have any form of rent control in the state of North Carolina. We can debate the efficacy of rent control. But what I do know is that with the change in development that has been happening since 2008, where developers are building more and more apartments, so we no longer can get our affordability from homeowner developments, then not being able to have a clear idea about how to have these developers participate in the needs of the town, the fact that HUD has been decreasing its support of local economies year after year after year under this current administration, and that we currently, the amount, so the average median income, which is the measure of what affordability is in no way keeping track with the income disparities that we have, and definitely not the income disparities that exist in Chapel Hill and Orange County.
Speaking with Donna Bell, again, Chapel Hill Town Council member, townofchapelhill.org, for more information on town government. So as we start to wrap up this conversation, you're stepping down from town council in a little bit more than a month. What are your thoughts?
I think that we just need to continue to walk the talk in the ways that we consider ourselves to be a progressive community. I want us to be inclusive and welcoming, and have that inclusivity and welcomeness be without limitations, that we include our apartment owners, we include our folks who don't make as much money as we do, we include everyone. And I still feel we have work to do on that, or at least a way to be more consistent in it. And so I leave that as my desire, not only for our upcoming council, but for our town.
What have you learned?
That there are no easy answers. Mm-hmm. I knew that after my first term. I was like, someone asked me, they're like, what is the thing you've learned? I'm like, there are no easy answers. There are not. That all the answers are complicated and nuanced and require thinking about and hearing multiple opinions. And also that you have to know what your values are. And sticking with those values sometimes is not as easy as one might imagine when coming up with the details of making large policy decisions.
You look around town and you see what the town is versus what it was 10 years ago. What has been your biggest accomplishment?
The Blue Hill District.
Mm-hmm.
I have to say, we have done so many things as far as affordable housing bonds. We have expanded and continue to expand our transit system. So there are these big things. But I remember there was a point in my tenure, probably around 5 or 6 years in, when I realized that part of how we create wealth and affordability in Chapel Hill is actually by creating density and creating economic development opportunities. And I felt like the work that we did in the Blue Hill District was in support of that, and the things I've seen coming out of that project, I have to say I'm proud of. Does every single thing fill my heart with joy? You know, am I really excited about the Chipotle? I don't know. But I know that there are people who are really excited about the Chipotle. And so I support them in that excitement, and I support the community and their ability. You know, when we went to Boulder, one of the things we learned was, how do we start thinking about having multiple nodes of activity? So as opposed to trying to create one downtown that has everything that you need in one space, how do you create multiple nodes around your town so that lots of people have better accessibility? And that accessibility includes not having to get in their car because things are close to them.
I'm fist bumping while you're talking. So, I mean, forget that people are listening on the radio. Like, yes, yes, yes. I think that's exactly right. So as we wrap up, what is next for you?
Just started a new business. I am I'm a therapist in private practice, and I now have a partner, and we're creating a group private practice. I am hoping that I'll be able to do something with my front yard. I know my neighbors are hoping I'll do something with my front yard. And I plan on continuing to stay engaged. I just don't know what that's going to look like right now.
You're going to be missed on town council, I'll tell you that much. townofchapelhill.org for more information on town government. Town council member Donna Bell, thank you so much.
Thank you, Aaron.